Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Yeah, we can hear sound effects back.
We are back.
Just the two of us.
Yes, sir. Black tees.
I didn't even realize that.
You're wearing New Balance today, but I'm in my Nikes. Almost black tee, Nike energy.
Yeah.
You're still in. Still got the in. That counts.
Yeah.
It's your host with the most, Chris Minor, a.k.a. Dino Spumoni, Extra Cheese and Pepperoni, a.k.a. Talk to Me Nice, a.k.a. Young Chris Kringle, the gift that keeps on giving, a.k.a. Young Polly Walnuts, a.k.a. excuse me. Wick Damone Jr., Ross, Wick James, all that shit, you feel me? What's good, dog?
I am surprised, before I get to mine, that you've never said you were John Wick.
John Wick?
Yeah.
I got a new one for you, too. I was on the phone with Corin last night.
Okay.
And
shout out to Corin.
I was saying, I don't know what we were talking about. I was like, yeah, Dalton wouldn't say that, though, because, you know, he's married or whatever. He wouldn't go down that rabbit hole. And she was like, this is actually her joke.
Okay.
And she was like, you know how girls be like, my man, my man, my man? I was like, yeah. And she, like, Dalton should be like, my wife, my wife, my wife.
I do, though.
Yeah, you do.
I do all the time.
That's why she.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Oh, wow. Okay. I owe somebody some money. Yeah, so what's up, Don?
Yeah, man, you know, it's me.
What episode is this?
245.
245, all right.
Yeah, now it's back in my head now. I know where we're at.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's me, the dad.
Yeah.
Dad gang extraordinaire.
We definitely have to do an ad
off the top.
For the end, because we haven't in a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Wayne Wade's wearing the hats now.
Yeah, it's just getting crazy out here, but we out here. Yeah. We in good company.
Yeah.
We appreciate you, Dad Gang. I appreciate you. Yeah. We're part of it. I seen a lot of people grab this. We are still selling hats.
like us?
Yes. Oh, I'm like, hey. People still using the code. We'll have a full blown out day. But yeah, it's me. You know what I'm saying? I wake up at sunrise and see my sunrise.
That's a fact, nigga.
My wife, my wife, my wife.
My wife, my wife, my wife.
I
love
my
wife. I love my wife.
Yeah. My album didn't flop, though. Ooh. But, yeah, man, we out here, you know what I'm saying, just happy.
Not by industry standards.
Yeah, happy to be here, just doing our thing as always.
Yeah.
You just, you know, loving the new shit we got.
Yeah.
I like this room a lot, really. I do.
It is calm.
I feel like whenever it's just us two, we should just always do this room.
I like the energy in here.
And then it's easier to get angles with this because it's a square instead of like the longer room. We're here. We're on a normal scheduled time today. It's not Sunday.
No, it's not. And I felt so nasty. Like, even watching the footage from last.
You felt nasty?
Well, yeah, because I was getting off work. Like, I didn't get the opportunity to go home and like.
Yeah, literally straight from clocking out. We came here.
I clocked out at 4 o'clock and Dalton was outside ready to scoop.
Yeah.
And.
In that diarrhea green ass car.
Yeah. But shit, as we always do, how was your week? So far.
Tiring. Yeah. First off, we just gotta say, Texans, y'all have to fucking relax, okay?
Yeah.
Just because the fucking weatherman tells you that a wintry mix is coming, you don't have to buy 17 things of eggs, all the water,
because every time they say
it's gonna snow. Texans think it's going to take like 4 weeks to thaw out for some reason.
Yeah.
I was like, bro.
I will say this.
No.
Let me say this.
There's no excuses.
Let me say this.
Okay.
I am a weather app guy. I have my radar. I have the Weather Channel, which is owned by a black man. I don't know if anybody know that or not. The Weather Channel app.
It is?
Yeah, it's owned by a black man.
That is funny.
The comedian. It's a comedian.
It's a comedian?
Yeah. I can't think of his name.
That's right why now. Did they never...
Well, look. It is black owned. You know what I'm saying? We got to work out some kinks.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of ads on that motherfucker if you don't buy the real deal. But it is a black guy who owns it. And he hosts awards as well. It's not BET. It's nothing like that. It's his own awards. I really just started doing some research on him.
Find his name so I can... see if I know who that is.
Give me 1 second. That is something.
But what were you about to say though?
I watch the apps. I love the app. I love the iPhone weather app. Like I actually get on there.
Yeah. So you were observing. Okay.
Yeah. So if you're like me and know that water freezes below 32 degrees and that we have been in close to the prior to the snow, the weather has been close to 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, you start to think, oh, maybe, you know, we're going to get some some ice or whatever. That was more or less what I was
concerned. I'm not saying don't be prepared, but
Byron Allen. Byron Allen.
If I see his face, I might know who that is. The name sounds familiar, but I need to see his face.
I don't know how to spell Byron or
Allen. However,
Byron Allen.
What I'm mainly talking about, Chris, is that we panic buy. In Texas.
Oh yeah, I got everything you just said. No, that's a fact. I'm with you. I'm listening.
That's the only thing. I'm like, panic buying is just not the way to go. I'm not saying don't be prepared, but like literally, like people up north deal with this all the time, right? They don't panic buy. So
this is crazy. Hold on. Byron Allen Folks. Folks is his last name.
Okay.
Born April 22nd, 1961. Is an American business film.
Can I see his face?
He bald. I mean, shit.
I need to see if I know him or not.
You've seen one bald nigga, you've seen them all.
I do recognize him, but he's a comedian?
He is a comedian, yes.
I've seen him in like little random roles in movies.
He's the founder of the U.S. media company Entertainment Studios.
Okay.
Which has interest in television.
That's probably what owns the weather company, yeah.
Broadcasting, film production, and digital media.
That's just one of his lanes, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
No, he's well off, and he holds an award show that just happened recently.
What's it called?
Let me see, Byron Allen.
So if we're talking about, you know, we gotta tell people about it.
Oh shit, Google.
I've definitely seen him before.
Yeah, I mean, the awards thing. Was something that like popped up in my YouTube feed, but like Eddie Murphy was being rewarded. Like those type people were there, like Chappelle, who's anybody, Tyler Perry,
I just wonder what the awards are called.
It's a weird name. Ah, but he married to a white woman. God damn it! Not that there's anything.
They might be happy.
Okay. Oh.
Don't tell Dr. Umar.
Oh yeah, because then they're like.
Did you see that video of him going to
the Dominican? Grio. Awards.
The what?
GRIO. The Grio
Awards. I want. It's an acronym, obviously, but
Byron Allen presents the Grio Awards. Special honor African American excellence is returning to CBS this year, which it already happened.
Oh, so it's a okay. So it is a.
This is his second. It was the second annual that just passed October 31st.
But he highlights black creatives. Okay.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah, Byron Allen, and like. He had an interview.
That is a fun fact. I'm sure a lot of people didn't know that.
He had an interview on The Breakfast Club. Because after I saw, I was like, who the fuck is... Because he's a billionaire.
Comedian. Yeah. I mean, if you own companies, yeah, for sure.
So, he was on... I saw the awards because I think somebody I really wanted... I think Chappelle was getting awarded. And I was like, what the fuck is the Grio? Like, what is this? And I saw, like, people in the crowd. I was like, Denzel there. I was like,
they got heavyweights.
Yeah, who is this nigga?
Yeah, he invited everybody.
So he went on The Breakfast Club probably, like, 2015, 16. And he was talking about on there how he acquired the Weather Channel and all that shit. And he was talking about how he got it out the mud just like everybody else. And he just invested his money correctly, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah. So, anyways, like you were saying. Sorry we got off on.
I'm just saying, like, we just got to stop panic buying.
Yeah.
Because literally what that does is it makes it hard for, like, other people as well, like, later. Like, someone, like, going to the store because they actually need something and it's all gone because you bought 17 cases of water.
Right.
Because you thought you were going to be snowing in. Like, I'm like, you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, if you saw the temperature was going to go up on Wednesday, there is no way.
Yeah.
Because after it snowed, like the day it's quote unquote snowed, that snow was so fragile. Like literally when I stepped on it, it was melting just stepping on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, the only day that might have been bad was Tuesday. But when I left work, all the snow was it was gone.
Melted already,
and it was like there was not even moisture on the ground. Yeah. So I was like, it's a wrap.
Yeah. It's just one of those things where I feel like people like myself, even though I don't drive, I know that Texas, or at least like where we stay, they don't really have the necessary tools to
Yeah, I mean they're not prepared because it's not a normal occurrence.
Right, right.
They sand the roads and shit.
Right. So like
people up north have like chains for their tires and they
all that shit. Even what was that, 2 years ago when we got it bad?
Yeah.
Like pipes were bursting. Like my nephew was staying in these apartments over there on the
apartments get it worse, but you know they tell you beforehand like keep your water running.
But they had a fountain in the swan and there was ducks.
Burst it, didn't it?
That burst and the water was just shooting up and it started flooding their their where they park or whatever. And that was probably about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously we didn't get it as bad as, you know, most people thought we were.
Or were hoping for.
But since me personally, I was already off that Monday because Martin Luther King Day. Shout out to my boss. She asked all the black people, do you want the day off?
That's so
And I was off. Worked that Sunday, obviously, because that's when we did the podcast.
Yeah.
The Sunday prior to that Monday. And I was talking to my coworkers all day, though. Like, that's the type of... That's how evolved I am. I never thought I'd be the guy who was texting the check updates and work and shit.
Y'all good, yeah.
Yeah, what's going on up there? What's the sales? Like, how many customers have
you
we
asking?
Had? Nah, for real.
You like Shelby, man. She always stay tapped in.
But I was more or less interested in that because my coworkers had to travel to work.
Yeah.
Even though, cause again, I don't drive, so I don't know how bad the roads were or where it was worse than in other areas of Arlington. But it was a tough day. We think we did $1,000.
I mean, nobody was going shopping.
Yeah. Like. But once my boss texted and was like, the fucking coffee shop is closed, I was like, then we probably should be too.
Yeah, like literally, I went to try to get lunch and like everything was fucking closed. Like every fucking thing. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fast. I was like, motherfucker can't get a sandwich, I heard.
Nothing, bro.
I can't get nothing. But yeah, that day was Raiden was off.
So. Yeah. But the rest of my day was cool. I baked cookies with my niece. My niece has stayed the night. She loves her grandma. I guess because my grandma let her do whatever she want. Buy her all the shit, you know how grandmas do. And
that's what they're for, man.
Yeah, that's what they're for. But there's an interesting thing that happened though. So it was New Year's, right? Because I went to your house for New Year's.
Yeah.
But that was New Year's Eve, actually. That was all New Year's Eve. But that morning, I didn't have to go to work till like 3, and my niece was there. And I don't see my niece often because her father and her mother don't always see eye to eye. Everybody know how that go. But, I don't spend time with her. I even got a nickname now. She calls me Chrissy, you know what I'm saying? And which is cool because I never had a nickname. But I was like, I took her to the park, right, that day. And that's not, I don't do that because obviously I don't have kids to do that with. I took her to the park, and she's just as friendly as you can be, talking to the other white dad there. And his little boy was, like, way younger than she was. But, you know, he was active. And then another little girl came, I guess, with her father, maybe her uncle as well. And, they were all involved. Like, I was kind of off to the side, kind of like, man, is she ready to go yet? Like, but even in that moment, I was like, you shouldn't be like this. Like, even though this isn't your kid or whatever, like, you should still try to, be in that space with her. So I was like, you know what? Even though I was ready to go, and I had to start getting ready for work, and I had my cousin coming by. He wanted to borrow one of my jackets, which I have not gotten back yet.
just putting that out there. Public shout out.
Yeah, but I told myself the next time that I get to spend with her, I'm going to do something with her, like to make her, you know, just know that, you know, it's cool. You know, like I'm cool. So that Monday, Martin Luther King Day, I was in the room, in my room all day, probably just laying around, just like we said last podcast, just being to myself because I'm with people all day, every day. I was like, you know what? I'm not really craving cookies right now, but let me go get her. Let's like put the cookies on the tray, do the whole little thing. So I go, she's laying in my mom's bed on her tablet, of course. And I was like, hey, you know, I'm tapping her. Like, hey, get up. Come on. Finna make some cookies. We make the cookies. She's like, okay, eat the cookie dough. All that little cute shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I'm happy that I am. It's been a long time since I had to be an active uncle in that way. Just all my nephews
are older now.
Are older. My niece just went to college. So I, you know, getting reacquainted with the situation. But it's cool, you know. I know, but you got it honest though, because you're going through it. You know what I'm saying? So you getting all this shit honest. Nigga like me, rusty.
It's also my kid.
That's what I'm saying. You got it honest. Yeah. Like you're actively going through it. So it's different. My coworker was even like, Chris, your mom don't ever ask you about grandkids or nothing? I was like, she's good.
Like she has plenty.
She got grandkids. She got great-grandkids. Like, she's good. But even my boss was like, yeah, Chris, it's time for you to start trying to settle down. And
is it?
I'm like, man, look, y'all don't know the climate out here. That's why y'all saying this. Because my boss, you know, obviously being an older lady, you think this shit's still the 90s, the 80s and shit. Like, real love exists. It's not like that out here. Oh, bro.
Get out of here, man.
All this shit come done. Look, again, this podcast, I got it honest.
Okay.
Because.
Well, I didn't know we were going to turn this to a relationship pod. You know, people hate that shit.
No, but.
Two guys that talk about relationships.
But we're not talking about the negative side.
No, we're not like women do that. No, I'm married, bro.
You're married. Yeah. Like, you, what I mean by you got it honest is you actually have a woman, even prior to y'all being married, she wanted you. Like, and there was no games. It was straight up like, I want to be with you. And you were like, okay. And y'all were together. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cause in my opinion, you weren't like me and you didn't have a bunch of prospects. You didn't have a bunch of prospects.
By design, baby.
Yeah, right. You were focused on what you were doing.
Yes.
And you know, I always felt like you were the type of person to be like, it's gonna come to me. Like, I don't have to necessarily go out there and
Not necessarily that. It was just more like that's like if I was interested in somebody, I would definitely pursue. But what I'm saying, I would never like I wasn't like I need to spend all my energy doing this
exactly
because I have other shit going on. Exactly. And like, that's how, you know, you stress yourself out because then of like, I would be like, hey girl, I'm interested in you. If she was like, we go on a date and she tells me she's not, I'd be like, all right, bet. And I would just be like, all right.
Yeah.
Cause like, I'm not about to just keep like my energy going on this when I have other shit going on. Plus I'm not trying to be out here fucking around. Like, that shit's all stressful to me.
It is
stressful.
Like, so, hey, take it from a nigga who know.
So I've been stressful. No, I know, cause all your motherfuckers, man. Yeah. Shit. But I mean,
it's just talking to, like, again, I was on the phone with Corn for a little while, and I told her straight up, like, you know, prior to me, it's my job, but like prior to me having this job, I had a lot of time to think about a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Like after my last, like really like big, bad breakup, like, well, the initial big, bad breakup.
Yeah.
Like, I had a lot of time to self-reflect because that woman's words cut me so deep because I was living in like a false reality at that time. And, of security, could thinking, oh, she wouldn't do this or this wouldn't go that way or whatever, right? So once that bubble burst, I was like, oh, shit, what do I have to show for anything right now, right? And then once I started to build myself up again, like, because I say this all the time. Like, whenever me and Ryan talk about, the current status of things in the world or whatever, I always stress to him, like, you don't know what a nigga is willing to do to never feel a certain type of way again.
Yeah, that's very true.
You know what I'm saying?
So I would say just people in general.
Well, yeah, people. Yeah. So like for me, like, I made sure, like, I maintained some level of control or whatever the case may be throughout my life to not spiral out of control or whatever, when it, especially behind these women. Because that was always, looking back, that was always my downfall. It was like, oh, I'm finna invest everything into this, like, because I really want to be in this. And then I stopped thinking about investing into myself or whatever. That's why my goal for the new year, my resolution was invest more into myself.
You got to.
Yeah.
You can't love anybody properly if you don't love yourself properly.
That's a fucking fact.
And that, and I know it's like a cliche, but it's really true. Like, you really can't. Like,
you can't, bro. That's why when Will Smith, but it's true. When Will Smith and Jada, when all this shit first started happening, I think we were still living in an apartment, like, where their relationship shit was just getting put, like, in the
forefront. Yeah, I think that was August. I've seen the shit.
All that,
yeah.
Right? There was something that Will Smith said that was just so prolific to me. So much so that I tried to remix it and tell the woman that I was dating at that time the same thing, because
yeah.
I identified with it that much.
It touched you, yeah.
He said, "It is not my job to make you happy."
Mm.
Like, you have to make you happy. And then I even told Ryan this on the flip. I was like, hey, bro, when it comes to relationships, like, you know, it's your partner's job to make sure that they're happy. Even they have to allow you to make them happy. So that's still them having control over their happiness if they even allow you to make them happy. So I was like, I told her this back then, and I think me being overzealous, like trying to oversell it, I should have just left it plain Jane. But, you know, nigga, like, I always try to overexplain.
Yeah.
But, like, yo, you got to be happy before, like, we could be happy. Because I'm good. You are, or, you know, whatever. But I think if we, me and that girl, had an honest conversation, I think she would admit at that particular point in time, even if it was me that caused her unhappiness, she would admit she was unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But her, the, her... But her being the type of person that she was, she just wrote it out. Mm-hmm. When I don't think that's, she should have dumped my ass, went and go fix that instead of letting it get so bad to where now we can't, like, hold a regular conversation. But that's another story for another. But I did, if you look at my notes right now, I'm glad we're talking about this because I wrote this shit last night. I wrote happy in my notes. You see it?
Yeah.
Because that was, I did want to eventually stumble into this conversation that we're having, because I don't think a lot of people, and I look, while we're here on the subject, me and Dalton are in our 30s. Are we mid-30s yet? Or
I'm almost there.
Okay, we're almost in our mid-30s. And Julian kind of said it in a certain sense. He didn't say it, but this was the energy I was getting. We uncles, right? Like, metaphorical uncles, like, we're still cool. You can come talk to us. I feel like that's what.
Well, yeah, I mean, I do that already, but yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as what our podcast can offer to our audience.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I feel like we could be those cool metaphorical uncles. We still hip to everything that's going on. We're not trying to overstep and be too cool. But, like, these type of conversations, especially being men, especially, like, what you mentioned prior to, with all these, like, relationship podcasts out here, nobody ever talks about the real. Like, it's always shit to get clicks, but
yeah, they're shitting on stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm not shitting on love. Like, again, talking to my coworker, I told her I got it honest because I seen my parents go through everything.
Yeah.
And my dad's not perfect. And I learned how to be a good man by looking at my dad. And I learned what not to do by looking at my dad.
Same.
Vice versa with my mom. I learned what I would like to see in a woman, and I learned what not to see in a woman. And I saw my parents be together. And one thing, as reflecting, again, on relationships, most of the women that I have dated, parents have had some type of strain. They're not together. Dad's not there. Whatever the case may be. Mom's not there, whatever.
Look,
so
yeah, I mean,
it started at home, dog.
Yeah, always. In a, you know, the more that's more prominent now as a dad myself, mm-hmm. but like, and then as I got older, you realize like all that stuff, like you might not think they do, but kids absorb all of that. Like, You know,
that's why you said if you and Shelby have a disagreement,
we don't yell at each other.
It ain't gonna be in front of him.
No, and yeah, we don't yell at each other. Mm-hmm. We'll just talk about it later when he's in bed or something like that. Because like he doesn't need to see us arguing,
right?
Or yelling at each other. You know, we watch how we talk to him in general. Like, we don't really use baby talk. Right. But like, you know, we talk in light tones. We don't, you know, yell at him. Like, I mean, you heard her earlier when she was like, Raiden, you're just going to have to wait. Yeah. Like she's not like, stop it.
She's not frustrated.
Yeah. You. So like,
she's patient.
All that stuff is internalized. And it's the same with like watching our parents interact. Mm-hmm. Like my dad's been married 4 times, right? My dad has been married 4 times. Mm-hmm. He was married once before my mother, mm-hmm. my mother, then 2 other women. Mm-hmm. And he's the 4th one he's still married to. But, you know, sometimes it's not a, you know, an instant fix. Like, that's, he took 4 times to mm-hmm. get it right. Mm-hmm. So I saw that. And also, you know, I've seen my dad deal with all these other issues. But like you said, some people can internalize it as like, oh, I know what not to do. Mm-hmm. But other people be like, I need to do this. Mm-hmm. And that's how the cycle repeats. That's the problem.
That's a fact.
And like the problem with men in general is we don't talk about things like this.
That's a fact.
And there's like, it's definitely getting better. I will say that, especially people in our age group and especially the ones that are younger than us. I think the generation behind us is really getting more comfortable speaking about who they are, speaking out. But like our parents' generation and some people still our age are like, no. They're like, even like, you know, when, so like therapy is such a trigger word for people. Like mm-hmm. people think therapy means you crazy. Like, no, it doesn't.
Yeah.
You're getting an unbiased opinion.
Yeah.
Or someone to like navigate those conversations with you. So like, I don't, and then, therapy can come in many different forms as well. Like, you know, friendship is a form of therapy. But, like, that's what we mean. Like, you need to talk to somebody.
Right.
Because we let things chip away so much, like you said about her. Like, she let it chip away so much that it becomes bitterness mm-hmm. at some point. Mm-hmm. And you're like, this is your fault. Like, I'm bitter. And that's just, we can never elevate. That's why communication is so important in any relationship. Like, if somebody does something to bother you, just tell them. Like, have that shit now instead of later.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's just like a wound. Like, if you have a cut on your arm and you don't, like, treat it immediately, you can get it infected, right?
No, that's a fact.
Any relationship's the same way. So, I sent you a clip a while back about these two gentlemen talking, and he was just like, I was like, this shit is powerful. And then it was just the guy like telling his friend, like, he was like, bro, I love you so much.
Yeah.
He's like, you taught me how to be a better man, father, like all these things. And like, people don't do shit like that.
Right.
Like,
one person who does is Ryan.
Yeah. No, Ryan is the most positive, one of the most positive people I know.
Yeah.
And everybody that has heard him on here knows that.
Yeah.
But in general, like, that's like not a normal thing. And I think that needs to happen more because, like, you know, men are afraid to, like, show, like, emotions to other men because it's classified as gay or unquote unquote for being like, I love you. Like, I think that's fucking silly. Like all of us hug.
Yeah.
Like, we hug each other. Yeah. Like, we're not, like embracing.
But I'm not rubbing the back of dog's head or anything.
We're hugging though. Like Ryan won't let you get off the phone unless you tell him you love him.
I look, and even for me, like, Ryan probably was the first male friend that I had who had said, I love you on the phone. Him and Armani, for sure. They both say, I love you before I hang up the phone. Like, but Armani, you know, he say, cool, I love you, bro. It was so hard. Like, I'll say it back, but it's always like hesitant. And it's not that I don't.
No, it's just not something I'm used to. Yeah,
and it's not even like, even in relationships with my partner, whoever I'm with, like, because my mom and dad were not very affectionate people in that way. Like, my mom threw money at the situation. My dad was like tough love type of guy. Which most men in general are. So for me, I knew I cared a lot about people and their feelings. I'm sure if you maybe because all of our interpretations of our relationships with different people are different. I would like to think if you ask anyone like fuck like y'all like ask any of my coworkers, do you think Chris like genuinely cares about your well-being and what you got going on? I'm pretty sure I would hope that they'd be like, you know what? He jokes around a lot. I can't really take him serious as a boss, whatever the case may be. But I know if push comes to shove, he's going to do whatever he could for me in whatever situation. And I try to be that for everyone in my life, which is why it's conflicting in like my personal relationships, because I saw a tweet going viral like, how do I know when I could take you serious? And then, you know, that's a question from, you know, partner to who's receiving. And the person said, whenever I see that other people don't have the same access to you as I do, that's when I know I could take you serious. And I think if I can reflect, I think that's probably been like 99% of my problem. Because everyone has access to me.
As Miles said, you're available.
I'm available. Not just for the, you know, the women. No, but you're available. I'm available.
Yeah.
I make myself out to be that way because there's too many times in passing even, I've just seen people say, I wish I didn't miss your call, or if only you were to talk, if only you just reached out to me, if you talked to me, whatever, like, you know what I'm saying? Things could have been different. And I never wanted to be the person who missed that call, especially because of how I realized early how trauma does people.
Yeah.
So like my trauma, I took it and I was like, okay, just be there. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, nothing can replace what you've lost, but you can be better in that space. So just be there. So I'm there. And obviously, if you, it's even like, look, this is how I perceive us to be. And by us, I mean me and you. This is almost wild to say because you shouldn't say this about yourself. But, like, okay. I do feel like we are, like, local legends, right? Okay. We LL out here, right?
All
right. We L-Dub.
Am I? I don't know.
Well, we've done a lot of things. When we tell people about our journey,
yeah,
it's always with, like, damn, I ain't know, bro. Or, wow, y'all did all that, and y'all only here, and y'all this age, and woo-dee-woo. Even people coming to do the podcast, and they're like, bro, y'all been doing this for, like, 10 years, bro. This shit crazy. Yeah. Or not 10 years quite, but, you know, we almost at 10 years. And the music thing, the podcast thing, us being friends as long as we have, everything we've been through, all this shit, like, people, we take it for granted because we're actually actively doing this shit every day. And this shit just dawned calling. Hey, you want, we potting today? All right, here's the time. And the rent's due, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that. This is how I go. You know what I'm saying? So this is regular. But if we got this shit all decked out. We got the nice cameras. The lights and all this shit. You think we are actually, you know, up here. But when in reality, me and Dalton see this shit going, like, you know what I'm saying? All the way to the top. So our people's perception of thing, like I said before, always skewed. But I don't even know where I was going with that. I was just saying that. I don't even remember what I was saying. But yeah, we local. I like to think that we're local legends.
Okay, right? I'll take it.
Yeah, I think so. But why did I say that? Oh, even in that, like, when I was dealing with the woman I was dealing with when we started the podcast, I knew. Especially because at that time in our area, in the DFW area, there wasn't too many people doing podcasts.
Yeah.
And then we had a one up because we were 6 degrees of separation from everybody who was doing anything as far as music, art,
yeah,
whatever. So they were coming to do the podcast first. That's why we got some of the first Tev interviews, first John Doe interviews, Mo Films, Bando, Supermodel,
like, whoever. In my living room.
In the living room.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But we were the only people, like, really doing that.
Yeah.
So me knowing how much that means in this space, already ego inflated. And we've already been on tour. Nigga, I got to pay stuff from WWE. I got songs of Wale and fucking Kurt Cobain and Chaz doing his shit. He signed to Raheem Devine. Like
Phil Aday.
Phil Aday. I've gotten, back when the blog era was a thing, I've been in several different blogs. All these different things. And so my ego's already inflated. I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
The girl I was dealing with, my partner at the time, she, you know, I felt like she understood, like, I got to turn it on to turn it up. You know what I'm saying? Obviously caused some problems. If you were there for the beginning, y'all know. But I'm just saying, like, even in that, me giving myself in that capacity could be much. Like, you navigated beautifully because everybody knows y'all married. Everybody knows y'all have a child together. So it's a little bit easier to navigate instead of me coming in here of like, with like, who am I talking to this week or whatever? You know what I'm saying? So it's a thing. It's definitely a thing. It's definitely a thing. We could get off this though. You got any closing thoughts on it?
I mean, really, really just communication.
Yeah.
Regardless of what type of relationship we're talking about,
that's a fact.
You got to talk to each other. If something, you don't like something, just bring it up.
And don't be scared to start over. Because sometimes that conversation does lead to a dead end. And at that dead end, you don't just stay there. Something has to give.
But if you rip the Band-Aid off early, yeah, just rip it off. Yeah. So it's better to do it. To hurt now,
yeah,
to hurt later, because it's gonna hurt way more later.
That's a fact.
Because not only will it hurt, but also you can be like, man, all that time that had passed,
right?
Because you don't want to end it with bitterness,
right?
You rather end it with like, hey, this just isn't working.
Yeah,
let's both just go be great somewhere else.
Yeah,
because there's no reason we can't be,
and there's no reason to suffer through something like that.
People like to hang on to things,
yeah,
friendships and otherwise. You know, like it doesn't have to be relationships, and it's okay to take chances too. Like, hey, let's go on a date. Say yes.
While we're on the subject of men being, I guess, expressive,
okay,
I did get a text for the a question for the pod.
Oh, okay.
I guess
let me pour up.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
You read it out while I pour up.
So the question that I received, I don't guess you mind me saying, but I just got in trouble for speaking on stuff that. Okay, yeah. So I got a question. Is it gay for a man to call another man B, that's air quotes, B-I-H-H, in a text? Oh, thank you. I'm going to say no. Like, bitch. Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
I'm gonna say no. I'm definitely gonna say no. You know why I say no? Because I've said way gayer shit to y'all. Way gayer shit.
All right, hold on.
Not even gonna lie.
Let me get my headphones back on.
Yeah, go ahead. Get settled.
We got the rest of the whiskey poured out. That's all of it.
That's it. Only took 3 weeks.
I poured Chris quite a bit just now.
Let's see where we go.
Just texting that, is that gay?
Is it gay for a man to say B in text to another man?
Look.
To another man.
I'm going to tell you what makes a man gay.
Okay.
If he likes other men.
Yeah.
End of story. That's gay. So.
Period.
Look. When you're friends with somebody, there's many things.
Yeah, look.
Chris has called me babe on the podcast plenty of times.
I've seen Dalton's bare white ass, all right? Bare pink ass, all right?
There you go.
It's like, there's not too much. Again, I don't think.
Because we don't know that. Because the capacity of their conversation.
That's why when we were at Katie's house and I was having the conversation with Tony about the whole masculinity thing or whatever, gay or straight. I just hate when it don't matter who I'm fucking. That don't mean I won't scrap. I won't get down with whoever. Win, lose, or draw. that don't mean I can't change a tire. Like, my preference on who I choose to be with has nothing to do with my masculinity. Like, those two things should not coincide.
Yeah.
It's like, that's why you kind of, well, I ain't saying kind of. That's why you got to respect, like, certain men in fashion who push the extremes of what's acceptable by society standards and not. Mm-hmm. Like, when Cudi and Ye and I'm really, that's really the only era I really truly think about is Cudi and Ye's era of fashion. When these niggas came out wearing the kilt, oh my God.
Like, oh yeah.
It was bad out here.
Yeah.
No, I'll take a step back. For the young people who listen and watch the podcast, there was a time when wearing skinny jeans, niggas was trying to crucify you. They was trying to say everything in the book about you because you wore skinny jeans. And
yeah, they would
it was
call
bad.
You every name under the sun.
Every name, bro. But it's like, bro, I don't understand. Sixth grade, I got called. They told me to stop cupcaking because I was like walking with the girls instead of the guys. But these niggas didn't wear deodorant. It was just a bunch of shit going on. I was like, I don't do that. Like, I'm not, I don't like getting dirty. I don't like being, I will if I have to, obviously.
Yeah.
But like, I'd rather be over here with these girls talking, you know, Lizzie McGuire. Yes, I watched the movie.
It's, yeah, it's like, just.
You right. Don't ever change. You feel me?
It's just, I mean, cause like I said, like if we're just going with a text message, right?
Yeah.
You don't know those two people's relationship. When people are homies, they joke in so many ways. I mean, literally, my dad called. When you call my dad, the first thing he's gonna say is "What's up, bitch?"
Dawn's dad every time.
It doesn't matter. You ugly motherfucker.
Yeah,
like it doesn't matter. Like, so that's how my dad talks, right? And then. Like,
if he knows you, not like off of
Chris, I call Chris baby boy all the time. Yeah. Like,
and Dawn dad's so wild with it. If you ever bring a woman, around Dawn's dad, the first thing he gonna say, "What you doing with this ugly motherfucker?" Yeah. Every time. See? He just got his little pickup,
dirty back
end. Yeah, his little catchphrases and shit like that.
Yeah, but everybody has their way of like, like, so you don't know like what the I like. So I would never say like, oh, that's. A man is gay.
Yeah.
If he likes another man.
Yeah. that, and there's nothing wrong with that.
That's gay. but that's okay.
Speaking of gay, though, while we're on the subject, damn, there's like two different things I want to talk about. But I'll circle back to the other ones. We're on gay right now.
We're on gay right now. All right.
It's controversial.
Okay? Is it?
The Lil Nas X shit. Have you, you saw
oh, like the Transformer cross thing?
Yeah, he did the communion thing too, and that's like the ultimate like.
Yeah, but I saw the animation of like the cross turn into like a transformer.
Was like on the cross. There was one. He's on the cross and shit. So obviously, people were up in arms.
Yeah,
blasphemy. Lil Nas X came out and explained his side, and it, you know, that's what I said about the whole situation. I don't care because this has already been his shtick, right? All I said about the Lil Nas X situation was, I just hope he know what he playing with. Like, I'm not bashing him. And I always been on the side of the art. I always said, whatever Lil Nas X do, whatever Kanye says, whatever Boosie does, if the music is fire, I'm going to listen to the music. Yeah. I do not have to subscribe to how Boosie raises his kids, who he sleeps with, who Lil Nas X sleep with, none of that. All I care about is, yo, can I bump this and then not scare the hoes? That's all I care about. In Lil Nas's defense or maybe counter defense, like, I like some of his records. I don't like all the records he put out, but I do like some of his records.
Yeah.
But, look, I got a cross tattooed on my face. Obviously. I believe in Jesus. I believe he died for our sins. I believe in God. I got not one, but two Jesus pieces on right now. I super believe in Jesus. Do I follow the Bible's, what is it, rhetoric? What would I say? Do I follow the Bible, like,
teachings,
word for word, bar for bar? Yeah. Absolutely not. Because And one page you got, don't judge anybody, right? That is if Lil Nas X is a somebody, which would fall into the anybody category, yeah, right? So I'm not judging him for his lifestyle or whatever he chooses. That's not for me to decide. But it's when you start to, well, people feel like, you know, making a mockery of this.
Yeah.
Which Lil Nas X, like I was saying earlier, he came out and he's like, look, this is taking a toll on me because this wasn't even my intention. My intention was resurrection. Like, yeah, I've been gone for a minute.
I'm back.
Now I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Jesus. That's, yeah, that's what this was supposed to represent.
And he's not the only person who used
that. Of course not. Yeah. But mm-hmm, there's one thing that I saw. All these streamers who, I wouldn't say are defending Lil Nas X, but defending the whole Jesus aesthetic, if you will.
Yeah.
Is, well, Kanye did this. He didn't get crucified. That's a fucking lie.
That is a lie.
Kanye had to shoot 3 videos for Jesus Walks.
Yes.
Even when he started, when he said, I told you who I thought I was. I said, I'm a God. That was an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Him saying he's Jesus was an issue.
Bro, he has a song called I Am a God.
I Am a God. No, that's, yeah, I told you who I just, that's a Katy Perry. She knows something about camera. What the fuck she know about camera? I like some of her songs. But yeah, there, anytime you play with someone's religion, there is going to be people who's either for it or against,
yeah,
it. Even, look, I never saw Passion of the Christ. That was like, it wasn't before my time, but I wasn't in a cinema.
The movie's rough.
Like that. But I remember Mel Gibson catching some shit for doing that movie, right?
Oh, yeah.
Even though, yeah, he depicted it like how the Bible said it went.
Man, it's rough. It's a rough, right, watch, yeah.
So, like, even he caught shit for that. So, it's like, Jesus, obviously, don't cast a stone and throw you and hide your hand is basically what I'm getting at.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we all fall short to God's glory. That's just what it is. No one is 100% good. No one's 100% bad.
Look, and I'm the type of person. Look,
mm-hmm,
that, look, that's not something I will play with.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is, if you don't agree, just don't watch.
Don't watch.
You do not have to subscribe.
You don't.
To anything that he's showing you. That, but yeah, they're so pressed because he's a gay black man.
Yeah.
And that's what that is what they're more focused on. I promise you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I promise you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is what's making it so much more glaring. Is that fact?
Yeah, because I mean, I had a customer, a sweet old lady. All the old ladies, they all sweet. Well, they, you know. And I had helped her out around Thanksgiving. She saw me. Obviously, she recognized that I was the one who helped her out around Thanksgiving. So she thanked me. I just seen her recently. She thanked me and she gave me a Coke. Not the Coke I would prefer, obviously. But she gave me a Coke and was like, thank you for helping me Thanksgiving, blah, blah, blah.
That's sweet.
So, yeah, of course. So we sit down, she sit down, and she, you know, pulled me to the side, asked me how my New Year's was, asked me how my Christmas was, and we were talking. She was like, how's this whole thing? How do you feel about the whole TD Jakes situation? Because, you know, he got caught up in the Diddy world.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was crazy, yeah.
Have you ever been swallowed up? Crazy enough, the guy who I went to Joseph's studio session with,
yeah,
he records at the Potter's house. He recorded that footage.
Oh, wow.
So we were talking about that.
Full circle.
Yeah, again, that's what you kept saying full circle. That's super full circle.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, so we were talking about that at the session.
Everything's connected, Chris.
He said he knew. He didn't know it was going to be because of the Diddy shit, but just how, you know, obviously.
He knew it was going to go viral.
Yeah, it was going to go viral because, yeah, that's wild. This, yeah, thing in a purple Morpheus suit.
Yeah.
Asking if you ever been swallowed up. Like, yeah, this is finna go viral. Pastor Jakes. But she was asking me how I felt about it and yada yada. And I told her, like, look, I don't subscribe. I don't pass judgment. I find the humor in it and I move on. Like, this ain't no shit that keep me up at night. Like, if he did it, he should be tried or whatever. Cause I don't really know what his
involvement was.
Yeah, I don't know what he did.
I don't think they really specified either.
He was just going to Diddy's parties.
Yeah.
He's been to Diddy's parties.
Who hasn't, probably?
Yeah. If I guess they were saying that he was been to some of the freak-offs, though.
Yeah, yeah. Because
the freak-offs is when...
Well, pastors are known to be freaky. Let's just get Come that out now. The way.
That's a fact.
Plus, I would have told the lady, look, I'm not a mega church guy.
Yeah, I'm not.
Because there's no reason why all this should be here.
Facts.
Now, if the glory of God got you here, but I'm saying our tax dollars paid for this building, and this man's driving a fucking Phantom.
I will say this, though. Shout out to all the girls
yeah.
that have gotten me to go to church over the years.
That's great. That's impressive.
It's been a few. It's three that I can think of off the top of my head.
Man, yeah, that's good.
Zoe, Ashley, and Veronica.
Told you to go to church.
No, Victoria.
And you went to church.
Yeah. I cried going to church with Zoe, though. This was after the overdose shit.
You needed that then.
I needed that.
Yeah.
I needed that.
The message was spot on. She cried. Sure. Yeah.
I seen her at my job recently.
That message was spot on, wasn't it?
Oh, it hit.
It always had, like, and what was that, a mega church?
No, but it was like the teen night, like.
Yeah, but right, I'm saying, was it a mega church?
No, I don't think it was. I said it was a teen night referring because there was a lot of people in there.
Yeah.
But I even got Braxton to go with me that night if I'm not.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I'm mistaken.
Oh, wow.
Because he was...
A rare Braxton sighting.
Yeah, he was staying at my house during this time. I was like, bro, just go. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Let's just go see.
Let's go to church.
And we went, and you know, when everybody at the end, they do the like the big prayer at the end, we were on our hands and shit. And I cried, and she was crying too. But she knew what I just went through.
Yeah.
So, like, whatever he was saying at that time, it did resonate.
Absolutely.
But yeah, shout out to those women, man, for making me go to church. Not saying that church wasn't in my life, but it is different when a woman cares enough about you to want you to go,
hear
God's words. You know what I'm saying? But the mega church shit never made sense to me. I've been to a church that's probably the size of two of these rooms put together.
Yeah,
that we're in, mm-hmm. and the word was felt then. We used to call my little cousin preacher because he used to have a little toy mic and he was like he used to just do that randomly through the house. His grandma thought he turned out to be another thug, but you know. But you know how that shit goes in the hood, you know what I'm saying? But I just told her, like, look, I find the humor in it. It was funny, it went viral, but no, I personally don't care one way or another. Yeah. I don't think
it's not really bothering your psyche.
No, not at all.
What'd she say?
She was like, she said it took her a while to find God. And
honest. That's honest, yeah.
She said that basically she wasn't passing judgment on anybody because we're not perfect type shit.
No,
like,
good.
Yeah. She wasn't. Yeah, she wasn't.
Well, she seems like a very pleasant
person. She older, I believe, Hispanic lady. She was dope. She dope. But yeah, let's get off of like the heavy talks, I guess, for
That's
a minute.
Fine. Good start.
And this will lead into a Dallas conversation.
Great.
Yeah.
Love that.
But I'm finna play this. This is from one of my my favorite rappers, newer rappers, V's, said something about some things he wanted to leave.
Hungarian, what that mean?
Hungarian, so like what that mean? That shit was funny. But here's the clip.
I don't give a fuck. I don't care if it's on the radar, off the radar. Funk Flex. I don't care where the mic hanging up from, standing up at or whatever.
Y'all not about
to tell me these little set up mics where people freestyle and do a whole song mean something. Like, this shit don't mean nothing, man. Y'all stop doing that shit, man. This shit not turning nobody up. Stop letting y'all management team tell y'all to go do that stupid stuff, man.
He's upset, bro.
You gotta do nothing with no mic hanging. It actually make your song sound weaker. I'm tired of that, man.
Yeah, he was upset.
I don't give a fuck.
But basically, if you're unaware, there has been like these series that kind of took off in 2023 where like a mic would be hanging from a random thing outside, in the hood or wherever.
However, we're not going to discredit the Sauce Walker one because that one's hard as fuck.
Yeah, yeah, because he did it over a... Whose beat was it? I forgot. One of those niggas who make like the loopy... The loop...
That shit was
Derringer
hard.
Or somebody like that.
Yeah, that shit was hard, bro.
But yeah, there's people that's been different programs that, you know, they hang the mic, you go up to the mic, you rap on location. And basically what V's is saying is like, that shit's not tight, right?
Colors is tight though.
And it doesn't move the needle for anybody who's been on it, right?
Yeah.
There's some truth in what he's saying. A lot of these people, excuse me.
What that mean?
You see them on the thing, you be like, oh, that's cool. And then whatever, Drake drops a song and then who cares, right?
Or then you get, J. Cole and L.A. Leakers and he fucking smokes.
Yeah, so that's the thing where once he mentioned Funk Flex, I was like, I don't know if those are the same thing.
They're equivalent, yeah.
Yeah, because Funk Flex is like, he's legendary for the freestyles.
Yeah.
Like Meek, Black Thought, My Guy, Loaded Lux.
The Tyler Creator one was funny.
The Creator, even though, Tyler did what Tyler did. Like you said, J. Cole on L.A. Leakers. Voice of 5'9" on L.A. Leakers.
Oh, boy.
Skip. Sound like.
That shit was crazy, bro.
Yeah. Crazy. Shout out to Voice of 5'9", bro.
Yeah, very underrated.
Yeah. Those things I feel like are a little bit more acceptable than like hanging a mic.
Yeah, I get what he's saying.
On the street corner.
But
there is an artist from Dallas. I think his name is Two Bats or Two.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about? I saw this get brought up. Yes.
What's his name? I don't want to discredit the young man.
Did he respond?
No, but people were responding to Ahmad. I don't know. You know the one who got like the Popeyes, the Pornhub, and his head is on Quagmire's body.
Oh yeah.
He was like that guy just actually got a bunch of offers from doing his little mic on the corner thing.
Yeah,
his started kind of going viral. What's that nigga name though? It's something Bats or.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
It's a dude.
Yeah, no, I'm saying I saw Jasmine, the marketing, she reposted him.
Oh, now he got his head on Kang the Conqueror's body.
Jasmine from Earthly Studios retweeted him earlier.
Hold on, I'm trying to get the, let me see.
Yeah, she tweets a lot, hold on. I know what you're talking about because
I just want to get homie name.
Once you said two, it definitely was two something.
He was on FaceTime with Kanye too, like the day
before. Okay, hold on.
While we're looking, I just want to say Playboi Carti is the MVP of 2024 so far. That's just where it's at.
A couple days in, but okay.
Shout out to Cardo too, Dallas native.
Yes, sir.
He producing them beats. Oh, Four Bats. That's his name.
Yeah. Okay.
Four Bats. So Four Bats started buzzing crazy and got on Billboard just off that aesthetic. Everybody wants to sign him now. Which it may be true. I didn't hear the song, but I know it's on Spotify going crazy, which the song is called I Need to Pay My Spotify, actually.
Boo.
Yeah, 18 and some change.
No, $0.
I think it's Act 2, Date at 8. It's at 18,250,000 in 76 plays right now. He's got two songs that are popular. So it looks like he just got started in 2023 and he's already getting the buzz.
Yeah.
And he's from Dallas, if I'm not mistaken. He's got 3,621,903 monthly listeners on Spotify. He's verified artist. So he was the one who just started going crazy with that aesthetic, the microphone in the hood dangling from the ceiling. V's put that out. And people were like, oh, you're going at that guy or whatever, because that's the last one that got, you know, popping. Not my cup of tea song, but I am definitely happy that a Dallas artist is getting the recognition for working hard. If I'm not misinterpreting who said what, I believe he was on FaceTime with Kanye, this Four Bats guy. And in the quote tweet, he was like, I'm on the phone with Ye, just like, a few months ago, I was sleeping on the floor. So, you know, I hope he's not sleeping on the floor anymore.
Yeah.
But the conversation that I had with Armani today before the podcast, it was, we were talking about Four Bats and, you know, how he's going viral and everything. And he's a Dallas artist. But he was like, I like that it's working for him.
Yeah.
But I hate that this just furthers the conversation about Dallas not having a sound.
Okay.
Because of the type of music that he's making, obviously. Uh-huh. And then I had a prolific thought, as I always do. Plus, I took half of Adderall, so y'all know a nigga with skits. But I told Armani, I was like, you know why we don't have a sound in Dallas? You got to think, like, we are home. Just the DFW. I'm excluding nobody. The DFW Metroplex, excluding nobody. We have the Mavericks. Listen, okay. We have the Mavericks, the Rangers, the Dallas Stars,
Cowboys.
The Cowboys. Dallas Elite, right? That's a soccer shit, right?
No, FC Dallas.
Okay, that shit. Six Flags, Hurricane Harbor. We got the Harry Potter shit in Frisco. All that shit. All this shit, right? Like, I really didn't break it down how prolific I'm trying to make it sound, but all those things encompassing the DFW, I don't think we make a sound. I think we make stars. Like, I think there's individualism that comes with our artists.
Talent.
Yeah, that you can't duplicate. Because that's what a sound is. If Nas, Hove, Ja Rule, DMX, whoever, if they have a New York sound because they're all rapping on boom bap, cool, right? But that's why it's so hard to determine who's the king of New York, because they're all doing the same shit. They're all good rappers.
In different ways, yeah.
Obviously, we're going to put Hov, because Hov just, he read a couple more words in the dictionary. He put that shit together real nice. Aesthetically, he was the man, the cars, going to the club, buying out the bar. All the shit Hov did made him more popular within the culture. Which adds to, but lyrically, I don't think anybody's topping him. But
right.
Obviously, you do have that conversation is concrete. Biggie, Hov, Nas, X, pillars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they all rapped over boom bap beats.
Yeah.
You come to Texas, there was eras. So you had like DSR, which Big Tuck's biggest song to this day is Southside's the Realest. He rapping on a beat that a West Coast nigga made, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
What Dallas sound is that? It's the content in what she's speaking.
Yeah.
Mentioning he's on the this street or at this spot or whatever. That's what relates it to Dallas, but that sound isn't a Dallas sound. Dallas doesn't have a sound because we generate people who are individuals. There hasn't been another woman artist that's, even though I don't listen to her, I ain't heard another Cash Page. Cash Page has worked with everybody at this point. I haven't heard another one. I haven't heard another nigga make beats like me. I haven't heard a nigga make beats like Miles. I haven't heard a nigga make beats like KB or Julian or Lucky. Like, there's individualism here. Donnie's, come on. Tez, Celebrity, the list goes on. All the producers I know. Anybody I shook their hand to.
I mean... And even if you go to the artists themselves, like Tev don't sound like nobody.
Look, and Duffel.
Lucky don't sound like nobody.
Lucky don't sound like nobody. Duffel is from California, moved here by proxy, right? So he still make his West Coast.
And he got
perfect marriage.
He got the double sound. Like,
and low key, Duffel and Moody might be the first niggas to actually like blow because their chemistry is so unique to them. Yes. And it's funny.
Yes.
So and Moody being a camera guy and Duffel being the guy you could put a camera on.
Yeah.
That's a no-brainer.
Here's my question.
Okay.
Why do we have to have one? Because is it just because Atlanta has a sound?
New York now has that drill
but
thing.
But I'm saying, like, I like being able to... Look, I know all these people, right?
Yeah.
I like being able to know all these people.
Brian.
And then when I turn them on, none of them sound alike. And it's crazy because they all work together.
Yeah.
But they don't... None of them sound alike.
I definitely sent Tev a club song. And after I sent it, I was like, he's not...
But that's okay. But like I'm saying, like, I don't know anybody that raps like Tev.
I don't know anybody
that raps like Joseph.
Right.
I don't know anybody that raps like John Doe.
Right.
I don't know anybody that raps like fucking Brandon.
Right. Oh, you can say me too. You can put me in there. You can throw me in there. I'm just saying.
I don't know anybody that raps like Chris.
Okay, there you go.
But
there you go.
But cool, I'm saying they all like, yeah. But here's the thing. They all like, we all like feed off that shit.
Yeah.
And we make the shit that, but we're in that beauty part, like the beautiful part of, like, I think when you go to like music is that we're not tied to like that shit. It's just right. Like, oh, this shit good, this shit good. Let's bring it all.
Right.
I like soul samples.
Right. So do I.
Then another person will be like, nah, I want some bangers. Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
I want some chill shit.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Like everybody, like, Joseph is going to give me some inspirational shit.
Introspective type shit.
Yes, he's going to. And that's great.
Yeah.
I want that.
And quality. It's not like we're just naming niggas. Like, this is all quality music. But then.
Like, no. Like, and then Lucky. Like, let's just.
Lucky is
an. Nobody raps like Lucky.
Lucky is an experimental, absolute hybrid, Hove. He makes his own beats. Sometimes don't always rap on his own beats, but makes his own beats. Like, there's just too much talent here. Too much.
I mean, look at the engineers we got. We could go down to the fucking engineers.
Yeah, yeah.
You could just say Zayla and Donnie, and then
Zayla has done.
You fused them together.
Yeah, and Donnie has done. Like, those are the two like prominent, obviously.
Yeah,
we personally know these people. And I'm sure there's a lot more engineers that's doing they fucking thug thizzle too from the city. But that's the thing, like Stevie Wonder naming his album In the Key of
Life
is it speaks volumes, because when you really break this shit down, this music shit, you could hear a Kanye song and you could hear a nigga who recorded a song in the bedroom, and you could put these songs out and you could like them both. And the process in which both those songs were made are completely different. Budgets completely different. It all matters if this shit's good or not. So I don't think we should have a sound. I don't think we should be getting together and trying to develop. We're all going to rap on beats that have triangles in them. That's going to be our sound. No,
look,
we shouldn't do that.
Yeah, because look, we have talent.
Yeah.
And I support every single one of these people. And,
yeah.
And I think that's all that matters. I think... Like, the people that support each other, we support each other.
Yeah.
And we can have this doesn't happen here because of this. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Right? I'm saying, I know these people. Mm-hmm. I listen to all their shit.
Mm-hmm.
If Joseph tells me he has a new song coming out, mm-hmm. I'm going to listen to it.
Yeah, support.
If Tev has a new album coming out, I'll listen to it. Yeah. John Doe just put a song out. Yeah. I listen to it.
It's fine.
Brandon's album is coming out. I've heard it. But it's coming out.
Yeah.
And he had a video shoot and all this shit. All this shit's happening.
Yeah.
And I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Lucky said nobody has an album that sounds like his. And I believe him. He don't even have to send me shit.
Yeah.
And I guarantee he's right. Like I'm saying, all this stuff is all real. Yeah. Like, and I don't think we need a sound. Like, Armani tells me, if he has anything coming out, I'm going to listen to it. If he's battling somebody, I'm listening to it. Victor is focusing on music. I'm going to fucking listen to it.
Yeah.
Victor's one of the best rappers I've ever heard.
In my life.
Like, literally.
Yeah.
But and he doesn't rap like anybody.
Anybody.
Right?
Anybody.
Anybody. So that's I think that's more important than having, like, a specific thing you can hone in on.
Yeah. It shouldn't be that way either. So
no.
When these conversations come up about Dallas not having a sound, be thankful that we don't. Be thankful that, because this is the game. I'm really finna give y'all free game. This is the game. Music, hip rap in general. Let's talk about rap. Rap in general, I do agree to a certain degree that rap is a young man's sport, right?
Yeah.
It's only a young man's sport depending on what is being said at that current point in time.
Right.
So my favorite artist, one of my favorite artists, Kanye. Kanye was rapping about shit I had no idea about, right? I didn't know about Louis Vuitton Dior. I didn't know about all these brands. I'm just a nigga going to school every day. But, like, whatever it is, I'm like, this nigga sound fly as hell. But go back and, like, look at how Kanye was dressing at that time.
He just had jeans and a polo on.
He wasn't even wearing the shit that he was rapping about yet, but he aspired to one day,
yeah,
right?
But he knew about it.
He knew. He put that shit. He was forward in that way. He's always been forward.
Yeah.
But, like, the point of that is Kanye in particular, when he came and crushed the buildings, him and 50 Cent, that historic battle, when everybody would say, like, the backpackers took over or whatever, however you choose to categorize what that graduation versus Curtis battle was, Kanye came out the winner of that, right?
Yep.
And music, mainstream music, took a turn, which is where we got the Drakes, the Coles, the Kendricks, all this, like, introspective. We're rapping over cooler beats, people who use different sonics, all these different things started to happen.
Yeah, and then, but you don't have those people if you don't have, you know, the stuff before.
Yeah, Q-Tip.
Because they all say who their influences are. And that's just what Dallas is. We are a melting pot of all these different things mixed together.
Facts.
Because we never had, like, we weren't part of the thing growing up, right? So New York, West Coast. So we had the benefit.
Even Houston having... But see, Houston's aesthetic is so cold that other regions do take from it.
Absolutely,
the 100%. Slower, kind of, I would say, blues maybe infused type of melodics.
And then the sing rapping also was a Houston thing. Like, yeah. I'd have came down.
Yeah, all that shit. One day you hear, the next day you gone, all that shit.
When I grab my AK.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
Everything we've gotten, melodic as far as Houston goes in a slowed down pitch.
Because it's the best flow of all time. Let's just get that out the way.
And Project Pac.
Yeah.
Three Six Mafia, Project Pac, I would say top two. But that's sound.
And 3-6 Mafia is their own sound.
That is a fact.
There was nothing sound like that.
Some of the greatest beats you'll ever hear.
Outkast had their own sound.
Making beats like 3-6 Mafia to this day.
Yeah.
2024. They probably dropped.
When Kendrick made Damn, he said that's what he wanted to encapsulate.
Oh, the...
He was like, Mafia. He was listening to Memphis sound like that. Mm. That's the thing. Like, we can... It's okay to, like... We're at a point now, hip-hop is 50 years old.
Yeah.
There is no way...
We're not influenced
We're by. Not picking...
Yeah.
Cherries from different trees right now. So,
and even look, one of the most prominent producers that live in Dallas is not from Dallas. Cardo is, he was not born here. He moved here after, I want to say, like, his Kush and Orange Juice era. He moved here. He fell in love with the city and moved here. And, you know, he's worked with every Schoolboy Q, Kendrick,
Larry June,
Playboi Carti, who I just said is the MVP for this year so far. The worst piece for itself. He not from here. But they're not saying that Cardi's rapping over a Dallas sound or whatever.
No, they're just like, Cardo beat.
it's a Cardo beat, or Cardi's not rapping over a Dallas song, but Baby Keem isn't rapping over, but Cardo's from here.
Yeah.
So even some of our most prolific mainstream hits of the late 90s and early 2000s, with Q-Tip, Vibrant Thing comes to mind. Q-Tip didn't make that beat. A nigga from Detroit made that beat. Dylan made that beat.
Yep.
So like, it's never been, even back in the day.
Yeah, ask Erykah Badu who her producers were. She got Dilla.
Yeah, and the Roots and shit like that.
She got all them motherfuckers.
And then think about, like, even let's take it back further. If you want to go further, like, I want to say Jimi Hendrix was playing in James Brown's band.
John Coltrane was in Miles Davis' band.
Look, like, and these are two totally different sounds out of birth. You go and get who... You go get the man for the job. That's what it should be.
Yeah.
Somebody can help me bring this sound out that I hear in my head. Which is why I give Kanye so much credit. Because unlike any other producer, conductor, whatever, like, because James Brown was the type of nigga, he's producing in front of you live.
Yeah.
He's telling his band, take the drums out. You know what I'm saying? He's doing all that
pure
shit
artist,
live. Mm-hmm. Kanye is going to go work with Bon Iver, Adam Levine,
Mr. Hudson,
whoever, to encapsulate this sound and build upon hip hop to make this genre be as a touch.
And he was not afraid to try new shit.
Yeah.
So, but we're at the point now where we're just picking things, and I don't see a problem with that. I champion every single person like 100%. That. I mean, Millie just announced yesterday he moved to LA. No one knew.
Yeah.
And shout to him. Julia's
moving to New York.
Yeah. So like all these people, like, they're doing their own thing. It's not like they're not from here.
Yeah.
So I mean, Millie's really from Louisiana, but either way.
Yeah.
Close
enough.
They're doing what's best for them. Like I don't think you have to stay here and by any means to make anything happen. We've seen plenty of people do it.
Yeah.
Do your own thing. Don't feel like you're entitled to this city for any reason.
Right.
Just do what's best for you.
Where are we at on time?
Hour and 15 minutes.
Don't want to go ignorant.
We get in on ignorant.
Well, then I'll wait. If we're going to end, let's do this. I thought you might like this. Turn me back up.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, play.
This is more anime, Marvel, video game themed.
Let's go. All
right, so the tweet says Kratos would beat the out of the hole. I ain't even finna hold y'all. Yes, the he would. Kratos would definitely whoop his ass. Oh, it's finna be a war in these comments, but I don't give a damn. I don't think y'all understand just how terrible this fight would be. Kratos has put Bruce's ass in the dirt, dog. I'm not even gonna be lame and put MCU Hulk in the conversation. I'm putting comic Hulk in the situation, and it still ain't gonna matter. I can hear y'all now. What about Worldbreaker Hulk? Man, fuck a Worldbreaker Hulk, bro. Hulk has forms that he has to go through first before he get to this point, right? Kratos just is the form. He don't have no form.
I am the danger.
Matter of fact, no, I'm lying. Kratos has two forms, holding back and not holding back. Before you Marvel meat riders hop in my comments, please take a second to think about who the fuck this man is. This man is taking down entire godly pantheons by himself, solo dolo. Zeus. Yeah.
Me.
Odin.
Me.
By the way, both of these boys just so happen to be the god of gods in their realm, so these are the top tier motherfuckers. Balder,
me.
Ares, the original god of war.
Me.
Then you got Heimdall, aka Mr.
Can't touch this.
Where you couldn't even lay a finger on this dude, and he still ended up like this.
Me.
And don't tell me shit about Hulk's size versus Kratos' size, because look at the size difference between Kratos
and Hercules.
I don't want to hear that shit, man. Please understand that most likely we're talking about this Kratos, a mature Kratos, a Kratos that's holding back, a Kratos that really don't want to cause too much damage. Mind you, even with this dude holding back.
Basically, simply put, now I want to agree, because I played, you know, the two latest God of War games, beat them, all that shit. Not 100%, but I beat them.
Yeah.
It's hard. Okay. Like, when anybody, the most popular ones were always Goku versus somebody, right?
Superman
or whoever. But Goku was always the, oh, this guy will beat Goku. And it's always, come on, bro. What are we talking about?
Get out of here.
Now,
yeah.
Kratos versus the Hulk is a more interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Conversation.
Uh huh.
I agree.
You have to agree.
But there's a but.
What's the but?
I feel like Hulk could just like rip him apart. Like literally pull him leg from.
No.
No?
No.
Why? Explain though. That's why I wanted to say this for last. Explain.
Yeah. So his level of strength is just different, right? So because, look, he couldn't even rip Thor in half, right?
Okay.
And Kratos beat the fuck out of Thor.
He did do
that. Let's just get that out the way. So, you said, he soloed the entire Greek pantheon by himself.
He did do that.
He starts God of War 3 by killing Poseidon in fucking no sweat fashion. He literally gouges his eyes out, breaks his neck, and throws him off a cliff without even being like, you little bitch.
Yeah, nothing happened.
The Hulk ain't doing that. The Hulk got dog walked by Thanos in 5 seconds.
So,
and this is like, not even complete Thanos. Like, this is just like, I'm just getting started Thanos.
Yeah.
So like, Kratos, like, cause that type of, like, when you talk about like these like godly strengths, like this mythology strength, like these motherfuckers.
Yeah. They're stronger. They're
doing stupid shit. Right.
Yeah.
Like I'm talking about I mean, the Hulk is strong for like a comic book character.
Yeah.
But he's been beaten by a lot. Like, the Wolverine is beating the Hulk. So, like...
Okay. Put it into perspective, then.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, so if you talk about the comic, yeah, Worldbreaker Hulk, like he said, he has to get to that point. Like, yeah. Kratos ain't gonna let it get to that point.
Yeah.
And you gotta think about, he has the Chains of Olympus, and he also has the Leviathan Axe that he can also do damage
and
with.
And that spear.
Yeah, that completely... resurges itself over and over. There's a lot of ways he can make this happen, but what I'm saying, he is beating bigger beasts than the Hulk. Yeah. He killed Zeus.
Yeah,
and not like a half power Zeus.
This is yeah.
He defeated Titans by himself.
Yeah,
he like there is a battle on God of War 3. You're climbing on top of Kronos, Zeus's father.
Yeah,
and you kill him like little by little. Like that's literally and it. Bro,
yeah,
you kill Gaia.
It's hard for me to like put. It's hard to compare that shit to me,
right? Because
I'm thinking about what they do in their respective. Yeah,
these conversations are fun because they're more likely to happen. I just take Dragon Ball Z out of it, the point of Dragon Ball Z it's out of this realm, right?
Yeah, people tend to forget about Dragon Ball Z that. They raise their, as far as the Saiyans go, they raise them to conquer planets by themselves.
No, but even past that, I mean, just if you just turn on one episode, you could just be like, oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Because, like, literally, they blow up planets.
Yeah. Yeah.
They, I'm not in an hour.
Yeah.
In like 30 seconds, they will blow up a planet.
Yeah.
Frieza blew up a planet with one finger.
Yeah.
So don't tell me Superman has beaten any of these motherfuckers.
Yeah, facts.
Superman maybe can fight Krillin.
Yeah, facts.
Because that's more of a believable fight.
Yeah.
But not fucking Goku. Especially if we talk about modern day Goku.
Yeah, no.
Him and Broly punched so hard they shattered dimensions, okay?
Yeah.
So don't even.
Yeah, that it's a fun conversation to go back and forth on for sure.
Because comic book strength is different than anime strength. Yeah, but Kratos mythology, he's killed literally in pantheons by himself.
Okay, let me ask you this. I'm trying to think of level to level.
Yeah.
Batman or Daredevil?
Batman or Daredevil?
Yeah.
Batman.
Okay.
Because look, Daredevil does have a superpower, quote unquote. He has a radar sense.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And because he is, quote unquote, technically blind, all his other senses are heightened. But on a tactical level, he's not beating Batman.
He was trained by the hand, though, bro. He got the ninja shit. Look, you know Batman, my favorite. I'm just trying to, you know. I'm asking, who's on par characters that are not in the same universe that you would think, that you actually have to think, who would win that fight? Give me one of those.
Because Batman, the Batman comparison is always Iron Man, right? The two rich boys that built their heroism, right?
Yeah.
I'm giving that to Iron Man.
Because
the simple fact that Iron Man will kill people, Batman will not.
Okay.
Iron Man will just unibeam this motherfucker and call it a day.
Yeah.
And be like, well, I proved you wrong.
Yeah.
And just keep walking. Right. And if you just talking about like they fight for no reason, they're just at each other. Batman ain't got no, he hasn't planned for this type of shit yet. Most of the time his fights, he's like, okay, I analyze what's going on. Superman fought him, he lost. This is why.
Yeah.
Let's figure it out.
Right.
He, like, Iron Man gonna come up. He could literally unibeam. He gonna be like, oh, what the fuck was
or
that?
Or just grab Batman and take him out of the atmosphere or something.
Whatever,
shit.
Right?
Yeah.
But so that's the comparison. Like, the Daredevil is a better, like, combatant-wise.
This is the thing about Batman, which every person I've ever seen say anything about Batman has correct. If Batman fights you.
Yes.
Assesses the situation.
Uh-huh.
And has the opportunity to leave and come back.
Yeah. You're not winning. You're not winning the fight.
You're not going to win.
I don't care who you are.
Doesn't matter.
He's going to have any contingency. That's
why he my nigga.
That's
bro.
Why Justice League Doom is a thing.
Yeah.
Because he had a contingency plan for every.
Yeah.
And then.
That's why Batman's my favorite, bro.
Batman's great.
Yeah.
But so Daredevil, tactically, the fight would be interesting because, like, they have similar skill sets.
Yeah.
And the radar sense would give Daredevil a heads up for a little bit.
He'll give him an edge.
But I'm saying is, like, if Daredevil hits Batman, he's not, like, flying out of a window.
He's like,
okay, you got some shit.
Yeah.
But I think after, like, 5 minutes of fighting, he'd be like, I have a counter plan for this. Because they're just throwing hands.
You just got to throw this Daredevil's equilibrium off.
Yeah, they just got to throw hands.
Yeah.
Because Batman could throw a flashbang and he'd be like, oh, what the fuck is going on? I can't hear shit. Yeah.
Or a sonic batarang or something.
Yeah, like so. But I just say Iron Man won't have that compunction to be like, I'm not, he's a unibeam.
Yeah. All right, let me ask you this. Because we were talking about the last Avatar last week on the way to the park.
Oh, Airbender?
Korra or Aang?
Oh, come on, bro. Get the fuck out of here.
I gotta ask.
It's Aang. What do you mean?
But they both all mastered. They both.
Remember, Korra does not have access to the fucking realm of avatars.
Okay.
She's cut from all previous avatars. Okay. So Aang's avatar state is a real avatar state.
Okay. You're not really into Star Wars, so I can't ask you that.
I like Star Wars.
Okay. Luke in his prom or Anakin in his prom?
Oh, Anakin.
Yeah. Okay.
Anakin was a legend, bro.
Yeah. Because the Clone Wars was a real thing.
Luke is a legend because he beat his father.
Yeah.
But not really. He didn't really beat his father. He
restored the order.
He basically was like.
He gave him salvation.
Yeah. He was like, let's do this together. And he was like, no. But like literally like.
As far as lightsaber skills.
Anakin was in a war.
Yeah.
And was a commander in this war. And he was a legendary pilot.
Yeah. Yeah, he got the skills.
He
for sure.
Luke had no one to compare to. He was the last Jedi.
Yeah, facts.
He learned Jedi skills on a spaceship until Obi-Wan died the same movie. So he was self-taught.
Yeah,
he didn't even really wield a lightsaber until he trained with Yoda in the second movie, and then Yoda died.
Yeah,
from old age.
Yeah. I knew about 3 billion.
So like, Anakin was like literally trained by these motherfuckers. So, like, no.
Yeah, I don't have any more comparisons. That's pretty much.
Yeah, Anakin would dog walk Luke, probably. Like, if they just met up, especially if they met up in desert, because he'd be like, I hate sand. And he would cut his motherfucker. he would cut his motherfucker, bro.
Yeah. There's nobody else I could really compare.
Like, you, like comic or, like, characters that are, like.
Because, I mean. That's the game, right? Like, oh, you got a character like that? I'm going to take that character and build on to this character.
Yeah, there's always...
As far as comic books go, I mean, somebody's always going to have the upper hand. Batman's suit isn't technically tech versus Iron Man's tech. You know what I'm saying? So it's like...
And their morality is different.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing, too.
Yeah. You throw Batman in the Lazarus pit, though.
Fun one is, like, Wolverine and Deadpool. That's always a fun fight.
Oh, because they keep regenerating. They
like, you cut Deadpool's head off.
Throw back a baby head.
Yeah, so that's always a fun one. But yeah, there's a million combinations you could throw out there. And there would be a different answer for each one.
All right. This is the last one.
Yeah.
If you lock Timbaland in the studio.
Okay. We got a music one.
And JD.
Uh-huh.
Jermaine Dupri.
Yes.
In the studio. Who are you trusting first to come out with a hit?
Oh, man. Just a hit in general. We don't know who they're producing for.
Mm.
They're just locked in a room. You're like, all right, open the door. Mm-hmm. And then we see who has more hits.
Or has a hit.
That's a tough one. That's really tough.
I'll tell you, we had this conversation at the studio. Obviously, Joseph picked Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah, that's his guy.
But
did you pick Timbaland?
Come on, man.
So y'all are both biased, though. I'm trying to think from an unbiased lens.
I'm unbiasedly, though. The conversation led to who has the most recent hit, which would be JD with Ari Lennox, that Pressure record.
Yeah.
Even though it's an annoying record, I don't particularly like that song. It was a hit. Don't really know what Timbaland been up to. Cooking with Justin. Justin started his promo. He's got missing posters.
Yeah, what
up right now?
Has the Timbaland sound changed? No,
it has changed.
Is it still relevant?
That is a question.
Yeah. So I mean, that's a very hard question. I mean,
this is how I would gauge that.
I really need to know the artist or producer for, but because I think Jermaine Dupri can give you a good R&B record for sure, like off the rip.
I'd say Tim would too.
Not right now. Not right now. If we talking about right now in this moment.
I think that when it comes to, I'm gonna say this.
This is gonna sound
wild though. Timbaland's sound is more polished than JD's.
Okay.
So, to me, polished means crossover.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to give you the bigger hit.
I agree. So, here's my like, another way I can analyze this is, like, them both knowing that this is like a competition,
right?
That'll change,
right?
Kind of the aspect of this. And I think in like a battle mindset, Timbaland probably could have the upper hand in this situation just because of the type of like bounce that he has.
Yeah. If Timbaland tries to do it,
and you said quicker, so who can make like a quick, I think his beats are more crafted quickly. I think he can drop out. No, I'm saying if he was like in like on a competition mode,
yeah,
he's like I think he could cook up like something quicker than JD could.
Also, JD's rap bag,
yeah,
isn't
that extensive?
Isn't, but Timbaland's isn't either. But
look who it is though.
Yeah, he got more records with Hov.
Because JD is like Bow Wow.
Yeah. JD got a record with...
I know.
He got the record with Hov. He did the Fallen record.
But is it better than the Timbaland ones?
No. Well, no, it's not.
Or the Pharrell ones. But
look, my favorite Timbaland rap records, I'm So Fly, Lloyd Banks, that beat is fucking...
Missy Elliott.
Nuts.
Yeah.
I'm So Fly is probably in my... Outside of the shit he did for Aaliyah... I'm So Fly is probably like
he gave Aaliyah some shit.
He gave Aaliyah and Justin some shit. I'm So Fly though.
And no one talks about that record though.
That shit is a phenomenal.
Shout out to Banks though.
Shout out to Banks always. Rest in peace to Chadwick Boseman. This is when I knew loops are forever.
Yeah.
When Chadwick Boseman played James Brown. This is when I was working on Talk to Me Nice because I watched that movie. I don't even remember what the movie was called. The James Brown movie he did.
Yeah.
But him playing James, he said, fuck. It basically, he was saying, never disrupt the groove. The groove keep going. You never mess up the groove. Keep the groove going. And if you watch James live,
yeah,
he keeps the same groove.
Mm-hmm.
Like that shit will keep going. You can add a hit here, or you can add.
He was a performer.
Whatever, you know what I'm saying? But that groove is what's like forever. Like never fuck up the groove. Mm-hmm. I feel like Timbaland knows groove.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He has the bounce.
Right? He got that bounce, man. Yeah.
That's what I said. If and also I think if you put him in like a this is a competition, like he could definitely cook up some bouncy shit way quicker.
Yeah.
Because JD was good at like, oh, this is who I'm making a beat for. This is what we're going to make happen.
That's how I'm going to approach it.
Like he crafts
but,
it.
But, yeah, Jay, Quiet is kept, like, even the project JD and Currency did.
Yeah.
Fire. Which kind of went under the radar. JD produced all these records, man. Yeah. Like, he's in there by himself cooking his
the
shit
The only
up.
Reason I think it went under the records because Currency has so much content. Like, yeah. You could be like, oh, it's a Currency album? He's going right. to have another one in 2 weeks. He drops albums nonstop. Like, Currency does not fucking... His work load is, like, insane. He does not stop making music.
Well, I'll say this about the JD and Timbaland thing, and we can, you know... It does depend. I think it'll be better to tell them that they're making a rap record. Because R&B for both of them is kind of like... I mean, Tim did Aaliyah, Missy... Nelly Furtado,
mm-hmm.
Carrie Hilson,
mm-hmm.
Nicole Schwarzschild from the Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah, just call her Nicole, bro. Everybody else.
Omarion, he got records on Omarion. You know all the
yeah, Icebox is nuts.
And then you know JD, obviously Usher, Monica,
Mariah Carey.
Yeah, Mariah Carey ain't no punk.
No, not at all. That's a huge.
Tim did produce on Beyonce's
Janet Jackson
title Beyonce. JD did a Beyonce Janet record. Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. Oh, and Justin. I forgot. I left out Justin. So their R&B bag is where I would want to see. Because really and truly, I feel like the R&B bag is where you get more creative anyways.
Yeah.
Rap beat, you know, straightforward for most of the time. Like, I've been no stranger to say.
I would like to see this, honestly.
Yeah, but I think it'll be interesting. I think you get an artist who's versatile, who's worked with both of them, right? So yeah. Let's say Usher. Usher's worked with both of them. He did Moving Mountains for Usher, right?
Yes.
Similar did. JD obviously has a bigger catalog, but put Usher in the room.
I would with love Tim. That. I would love that.
Let him come out with a record.
I would love that.
Let him come out with a record with JD, and we're going to see.
In the meantime,
mm-hmm.
let's do this.
Okay.
Let's let you be Timbaland.
Okay.
And then Joseph be Jermaine Dupri.
Okay.
And y'all come up with y'all's little verses.
Our playlist.
And I want to see what y'all come up with, and we can debate this live.
I'm smoking him.
But I want to see this. Let's let it happen. Because he knows Jermaine Dupri's catalog. Yeah. He follows it extensively. You and Timbaland.
Yeah.
It's like, man. So I want to see what y'all bring to the table, and I will be the unbiased party. And I'll be like, you winning this round.
I got
to
let
y'all,
Joseph
y'all
know.
Both picked 10 songs.
Let me call Joseph right quick. Let me get him on the horn right quick. It might be
and
a little late.
And we'll have this assignment ready the next episode.
He a family man and all. But let me see if he answered the phone.
Oh, right. You FaceTiming him?
Yeah, just to get the...
He going to be holding his daughter. Nah, it's too late. She probably asleep.
See if I can get
he going to be in the studio.
Nah,
he going to be grading papers.
He going to be like, man, don't call me after 10, man. I'm with my family.
I don't play games.
He probably not going to answer, though. That's crazy.
It's not crazy. I mean,
it's not. He's a family and school tomorrow. He's a teacher.
Yeah, I was like, he great papers, man.
We gonna figure. He got his notification silenced too. So
yeah, he probably sleep.
But yeah, I'll talk to him and we'll get that together for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, and I'll be the unbiased party.
That'll work.
Bring 10 of y'all on and be like, round one is this.
Yeah,
and I will tell y'all what I pick.
Now I know, nigga, we don't want to put in the mixes for real.
No, nobody wants to see this motherfucker.
We don't want
to. Pharrell's.
Speaking of Pharrell, his. Louis, his debut of his this season, he got some fucking heat in there, man. As a nigga that like to get busy myself, the Western shit he did, he made the boots in Texas,
mm-hmm.
the cowboy boots. Look,
Pharrell knows his shit, man.
Drake had that bar on the record with Travis. The I don't even know the name of the song.
I'll burn the chain or whatever. I'll melt the chain.
Yeah, I burn out the chain. I'll buff me. I'm about to give a fuck about all of that heritage shit. But he says, V not around. The members that hung up the Louis, they not even wearing that shit. I don't know, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Good bar, though.
Those Tims, the Louis V Tims, them bitches is sick. I can't afford them. I don't even know what the retail on them bitches would be. But I just know that's a beautiful shoe. And everything that I've seen from the collection is fucking fire. So, shout out to Pharrell. Keeping Virgil's legacy alive. Doing it his own way. And I hope Pusha T got malice for all these niggas. No pun intended. You got any closing remarks? That was really a bar. I still got it.
Yeah. No, I'm just excited to see what y'all bring to the table. I'm excited to decide the winner. That's crazy. Thank y'all for listening as always. I am literally cooking stuff up as we speak. There is stuff coming down the pipeline for 2024. I'll probably discuss more next episode.
Yeah.
Because I'm still crafting some stuff, but there is some big things happening that I'm making right now. And there should be more content coming soon.
That's a fact. Shout out to Moody again, man. He do business with Sneaker Politics. So any of those campaigns you see,
yeah,
it's either him or our buddy Saucepan Dan taking the pictures of the shoes, setting up the shoots and shit like that. It's just cool that we know so many tight niggas, man, because we tight niggas ourselves, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's my ultimate flex. Like, I know cool people. You know what I'm saying? Not including myself or Don. You feel me? But next week, it's my birthday next Saturday.
There you go.
The pod. It'll probably be on some chill shit because I do got to work that day.
The pod is the birthday episode.
I think I get off at 5:30 next Thursday, so make sure you do a little later.
No, we still got to discuss that too.
Yeah, we'll discuss it. Yeah. But, we thank y'all for listening, watching, however y'all get this shit. We'll be back next week. Maybe. Depends on schedule.
Yeah, we'll
but
be
the
back.
Birthday vibes is going to be, immaculate.
They better have the table, motherfucker.
Shout out to I'm finna fuck up my nail tech name. Shout out to Eileen for my nails, always.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We gonna get this set right. Shout out to Miss Joy. She gonna get my wicks right. I already got the fit laid out. It's on my bed right now. And it's a week away. It's already ready.
Oh my God. First week of school fits.
I'm coming in there.
All right.
And we going to Fedora. We going to turn up. And my coworker.
They better have a table.
My coworker's taking me next door to Club Vivo, I think.
They better have a table.
Weekend prior to or after.
They better have a table too.
Yeah, they better have a goddamn table too.
So Everybody better have tables.
We going to be back taking calls all next week for my birthday.
Yeah. Well,
you know what I'm saying? I want people to tell me how much they admire me and shit. So we out.
All right, man.
Peace.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.